In this Leader Feeder, we're going to look at how you can avoid being a bad boss.
So there they are. That's the new company procedures. I expect everybody on board and follow the rules. Mr. Smith, rather than get back to work, he's got a question.
Well, I don't really understand why we're changing our procedure. I mean, it seems to be working fine from our point of view.
Well, you know, that's on a need-to-know basis. One thing you need to know is that every 2 weeks you get a paycheck. You got it? So, everybody back to work.
In the Frontline Leadership Training Program, we ask participants to think back over all the managers, supervisors that they've worked for, and tell us what percentage of all those leaders were effective leaders. The consensus is that for most people, half their leaders have been effective and half ineffective. So it's a coin toss when you get a new boss. Heads, good manager. Tails, not so good. Most of our leader feeders focus on being a better leader. But in this episode, we're going to look at how to avoid being a bad leader in the eyes of your team. So here are three tips on how to avoid being seen as an ineffective leader. Tip number one, avoid micromanaging. I have yet to find someone who enjoys being micromanaged, and yet I estimate that approximately a third of employees are micromanaged. Your team will respond better if you clearly describe your expectations and then trust them to get the job done. That doesn't mean you shouldn't check in or follow up. By all means, see how things are proceeding, but avoid supervising them so closely that they feel micromanaged. As the leader, if you feel that the work is not being completed to your expectations, provide coaching and feedback to help the team member improve in the future. Tip number two, be more approachable and available. One reason employees rate their leader poorly is when the manager or supervisor isn't around to answer their questions or help solve their problems. Being able to access your leader when you need them is important, especially when you're running into challenges. Many leaders have such busy schedules, they don't spend enough time being available to their team. Build time in your day to proactively check in with your team, to ask how their assignments are going, and see if they need anything from you as the leader. Tip number three, keep your team informed. You as the leader should be the main conduit of information to your team. When the leader doesn't keep the team in the loop, the employees will turn to gossip as their primary source of information. As the leader, find out what is going on in the organization and share that information with your team. Avoid the tendency to limit information sharing to only what you think the team needs to hear. Employees are interested in what is happening in other parts of the company. Doing these basic things can help you avoid being labeled as an ineffective leader in the eyes of your employees. Then you can focus your efforts on being even more effective in the future and reaching your full potential as a leader. Many leading companies bring us in to do on-site training or purchase our materials to help their supervisors get better. And you can join with other like-minded supervisors, managers, and team leaders on our Facebook community at Frontline Leadership.